Third paragraph of Skal Mishnah Dalim. We learned in the previous Mishnayim that they make this Trumas Halishka three times a year to separate coins for Kabbanis. The Tarmas Rishayna, after he finished removing the coins from the first Truma, Umachata be Kat Velois. He would cover up the remaining coins with some type of covering. Some covering made out of animal, out of leather. Then after that, they would bring, in the course of the year, next month, they would bring in more coins, and he'd take a truma from the next set of coins and then cover them up again. Shnei mechaber v'kaper l'kaper v'loyev. Shlish is loy mechaper. The third one he didn't have to cover over. In other words, they wanted each time that it was taking a truma from the new coins that came in between one truma and the next. They would not cover up the third time. Shema yishkaf v'yitrum in adover hatorum. That the reason why they would cover it up is so that you shouldn't inadvertently take from the coins that already the truma was taken. In other words, once you take truma for a certain amount of coins, the coins that remain will not be used for kabbanis; they'll be used for other things. Tarmas Rishayim l'shem Eretz Yisrael. The first truma he did l'shnei b'nei Eretz Yisrael was for the people in Eretz Yisrael, because those were the first coins that came in. The shnia that came in Shavuot time l'shem Krochem and Mekochem lo, that the towns that are near Eretz Yisrael, Amon, Moav, etc. And the Shlishis, which was Sukkot time, 2 weeks before Sukkot, Hashem Bovel, Hashem Modai, Hashem Medina Terechoykos, he would have in mind, of course, there was money that was brought in from those areas. In the Etzim, the Kabbanis worked for all sides for all time. But there's some Kabbanah to play for those people.